get the public. Come up, please.
I didn't know if I wanted to speak or not, but thank you for having this hearing. Two things. Number one, I believe you guys got the updated map that I had produced to you last week with the proper numbers, and it is we don't pretend to speak on behalf of the entire Hispanic community. I don't think anybody can do that. We stand by the people on our list, and we also believe that it is the best map that has been proposed so far, based on the simple fact that it has put all communities into consideration when making it, not just some, and specifically not just ours. That being said, I also wanted to remind everybody on the board that we will still continue to have our town hall meeting tomorrow, and we hope to see as many people that can show up to address the either small, medium, or large group that shows up tomorrow at Tres Hermanos. Thank you.
Thank you. Please, Sue Alucard. Sue Gerzik.
There is one consideration that I don't think has been addressed, and I'm wondering if the chair has received information from the county clerk, because I've been at the hearings and listened to all the speakers, and it has never been presented to this committee that I know the city of Cudahy voted on the redistricting plan after the ICC meeting, and by the way, I did attend the ICC meeting, I do think this committee is not hearing from the representatives of all of those communities. They took a vote, including with Mayor Barrett and County Exec Abley, and the vote was unanimous against this redistricting plan. And then I know some of the cities went forward and voted on the plan with the common councils. I was at the Cudahy meeting, and I know the city of Cudahy took a vote unanimously supporting what the ICC did and against the redistricting plan that is being presented by the county. And I know that they sent the results of that vote to the county clerk, and I don't know if you've gotten information from the county clerk. If you haven't, then I think that should be requested and obtained. I do think there is a strong consensus across this county to reduce the size of this county board. I think the Rodriguez plan is a good plan. 15 is a good number. It respects the different minority groups, the Hispanic group, and it also, I think, respects the compactness of the different districts. So it's a good plan, in my opinion. While I am not putting forward the plan that I offered as a compromise, that plan is still available to you. That also respected the Latino population with two districts and was also fair to African-American districts. So I think you have several plans before you that could be looked at that would be much fairer in terms of representation. I think the community would appreciate it if you got off the very unilateral position that this committee seems to have taken and the board. I think it would behoove us to remember that we are nonpartisan. I do not like what the state did, and I can tell you Mayor Barrett predicted that at the ICC meeting. He admonished all of the mayors that if you're going to do something at the county level, if it's good for the goose, it's going to be good for the gander at the state level. And, of course, the state was very partisan. But that is not an excuse for us to act in a partisan way. And I would strongly urge my colleagues to listen to the community. I think we need to step back from what we've done and to take their input, think through it, and the Rodriguez plan, I think, offers a real opportunity for us. And then, again, there's still the 17 plan that was offered as a compromise plan on the board floor. Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else would like to hear speak on this public hearing? This will be the last call for the public hearing. Would anybody else like to speak? If not, the public hearing is ended, and we're going to take a 10-minute recess.